By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The first shots of a vaccine against the coronavirus may be administered before year's end if all goes according to schedule. Biotech company Moderna announcing Monday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will likely consider whether to grant its vaccine emergency use authorization on or about December 17. Moderna follows drug maker partners Pfizer and BioNTech, who have had an FDA meeting scheduled for December the 10th. Another meeting on Tuesday will provide recommendations on who should get access to the limited initial supply of vaccines. Recess on Monday, hoping to make it one last attempt at passing a coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. A virus bill would provide funding for vaccines and testing for reopening schools and helping small businesses. Both sides claim to support passing a package, but the parties remain divided on the details and the costs. Speaking on the Senate floor Monday, the Republican and Democratic leaders cast blame on each other for inaction and called for Congress to come together to bring help to the American people. Failure to pass a measure now would vault the topic to the top of Vice President or President-elect Joe Biden's legislative agenda next year. China has approved a provided rather North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his family with an experimental coronavirus vaccine, this according to a U.S. analyst citing two unidentified Japanese intelligence sources. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union are warning each other that time is running out to reach a Brexit trade deal, with big differences still to be bridged on state aid and enforcement and fishing. Britain leaves the EU's orbit on December 31st when a transition period of informal membership ends following its formal departure last January. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a deal would be preferable, but that Britain will flourish without one. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged Ethiopia to stop the fighting as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed commended his troops for what he termed their victory in the Tigrayan capital of Mekelle. Pompeo spoke with Ahmed on Monday, urging a complete end to the fighting in Tigray, a start to dialogue and free, safe, unhindered humanitarian access. Claims of violence and death tolls have been impossible to confirm, as telecommunications and internet service have been cut in Tigray since fighting began. Abiy announced a military offensive against the regional government in Tigray on November the 4th, saying it was in response to an attack by Tigray forces on a federal military base. Leaders of the Tigray's People's Liberation Front told Reuters news agency that the fighting continues. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Monday said China's rise could present, in his words, important opportunity for our economies, but pose important challenges to our security. Speaking at a news conference ahead of a meeting of the Military Alliance foreign ministers, the NATO leader said Beijing is, in his words again, investing massively in new weapons and tries to intimidate other countries. He added, China is coming closer to us from the Arctic to Africa, and by investing in our infrastructure, and urged allies to come together on the issue. Amnesty International is urging the United Nations Security Council to renew its arms embargo on South Sudan, saying violence, atrocities, war crimes against civilians have quadrupled this year, despite a ceasefire and formation of a unity government in February. Government forces and the rebel group from the National Salvation Front have clashed several times this year. Each time, each accuses the other of violating a ceasefire signed in Rome at the beginning of 2020. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.